أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم الخير، وبك نستعين يا فتاح. آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. Let's start our tafsir. We will go along with the ayahs inshallah wa ta'ala. عما يتساءلون. What are they asking one another about? عن النبأ العظيم. About the great news. That is Islamic monotheism, the Quran which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam brought, and the day of resurrection. الذي هم فيه مختلفون. About which they are in disagreement. Look at their style. Doesn't it look like that they were sitting casually and discussing about Qiyamah? And Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam speaks, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. What's wrong with you? Why are you raising your voices? Is it about a news which is humongous? Just like few kids sitting in a lounge and fighting and arguing, and their father enters the room and gets angry at them and asks them what they were fighting about and tell them to be quiet. See the scolding. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Nay, they will come to know. Meaning this is not the reality. And soon they will come to know the actual truth. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Nay, again, they will come to know. A very strong starting. Imagine if someone is sitting and all of a sudden news comes on the radio, like someone is watching a favorite program and it is interrupted by a breaking news. So write the name of the surah as the breaking news. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a breaking news to the people who are so much in love of this dunya that for them it is everything and they lost sight of everything else. They are told, leave this heedlessness. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make you for this dunya. And you will go to the world you are made to begin with. Then you will find out what's going to happen to you there. If you see the first word, it consists of two words. An and ma. An is from. And ma is a question word meaning what. So, amma will be about what? It is the quality of Arabic language. That noon and meem are together. Like here, written together. An and ma. Kind of difficult to read, right? If we break this word for its recitation, then we will say an, ma. Voice is interrupted, right? So noon is merged into meem and shadda is put on it. So amma is the product of an and ma. That about what? People are in disagreement. What's wrong with them? Why are they involved in useless talks? Nobody said anything, but was told, عَنِن نَبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ, meaning a very big news. Let's see word naba. Noon, ba, ya. It has more than one meanings. One of the meaning is height. Did you hear the words rabwa, samwa, nabwa? All three have same root. Where did you read rabwa in Quran? Yes, in Surah Al-Baqarah. That a person has a garden on a higher ground. So rabwa is something higher. On the same sound, say samwa. Samawat. Why ska is called samawat? Because it is high. So you can say all three words have height in it. So then who is Nabi? Nabi is a person who is standing on a higher ground. A person who is standing on a higher ground can see whatever a person standing on a lower ground can't. So Nabi is the person who is standing on top and has the ability to see something which a person who is at the ground level will be unable to see. Now let's see the difference between Nabi and Rasul. Then you will understand it better. Even in English, people say one word is prophet and the one is messenger. Prophet is Nabi and the messenger is Rasul. Here Nabi is used. We say Allah's Nabi or Anbiya-e-Ikram, just telling a one reason why Nabi is called Nabi. Because Nabi is on a higher status and he call others towards it, so they can raise their status too. He raises their morale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants such knowledge to Anbiya-e-Ikram. Let them know such things which a common man has no knowledge of. So Anbiya call upon people to let them know. There are many ahadiths of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which his words are that, O people, the things I know about Akhirah, if you come to know them, you will abandon the luxuries of your bed. You will not bury your dead. If only you knew what happens to the dead in their graves. Same way, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were told things in his dreams, which an average man has no knowledge. Once, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leading a prayer, and during his prayer, all of a sudden, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam swooped down in a manner that he is to catch someone. Companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought that maybe the method of praying might have changed, but Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaned forward, then he returned to his original position. Upon finishing the salah, companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, as they had not witnessed this unusual action before. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes, during salah, grape bunches of Jannah were brought so close to me that I wanted to get them. But the moment I tried, they went far away from me." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give very big news to Anbiya's. Second meaning of Naba is news. And news are also of different kinds. So if Naba is news, then Nabi is the person who pass on that news. Like we read the word Ambi'uni in Quran. Give me news. Now the question is, what is Naba? About it, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that when Quran started revealing, Kuffar of Makkah started giving their opinions and started talking about it. Same thing happens nowadays too. Whenever anywhere Quran is taught, an invitation of teaching Quran will come. Some come and take advantage of it, while some discuss about it in their private gatherings. Did you hear something? What is your opinion about it? Sometimes people talk with a different perspective, but the outcome of those talks are totally different. It was a very hot topic in those days, and everyone was talking about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like even people who earn bad name become famous too. Non-Muslims talked about Islam and Quran in such bad sense and end up making it known even to the people who had no knowledge of it. After 9/11, people bought Quran unprecedented amount, and it became the cause of huge number of people come towards Islam, which never happened before. Because of all that media hype, it got so much attention. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets his work done from kuffar and non-Muslims, which he doesn't get it done from his own. The way Fir'aun did, Musa alayhi salam did not had any resource or the capacity to go door to door to spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show his miracles. He came from another country, was new in the town, and had no one with him as his supporter. Fir'aun called tranters from all over the country, so he could show them how he will prove Musa alayhi salam wrong. He ended up broadcasting Musa alayhi salam's message all over Misr. Just remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to get any work done, then wallahi, you will be amazed how he subhanahu wa ta'ala gets it done. We'll be amazed to see the sources and the resources used for that. This is about kuffar and mushrikeens. But what I want to say is very emotional. You will be the representatives of deen in future, inshallah wa ta'ala. So my advice to you is, never work while keeping an eye on someone's help, any group, someone's wealth, or on someone's resources, or expecting someone's donations on the basis to do Deen's work. If you end up doing that, then just remember that you created a distance between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. Allah provide places and people as a reward. Write it down. It is not a right. And no one has that much ikhlas. No one has that much power that he can get an inch of a place for Deen's work or can persuade someone to help him in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. This is absolutely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward. With the blessing and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such places and companions are created only to astonish you. It is just unbelievable how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide opportunities for his work. That's what happened. Whoever harassed, annoyed Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they thought they are making him notorious and giving him a bad name. If you read Seerah, then you should know how Abu Lahab used to go door to door or used to sit in the way and used to tell people that there is a lunatic crazy man in town. He is a magician as he sweet talks to you. So do not pay attention to what he has to say. He himself made people conscious. So just remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets his work done. These were the circumstances at the time of the revelation of this surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this. Now the question is, what is meant by Naba here? So three different things are meant here. By big news, one thing is Qiyamah, the news about Akhirah. People of Makkah were baffled to hear this and used to discuss that, did you hear if anyone returned after their death? Can anyone accept that the decayed bones can come to life again? Some used to use their intellect and used to say, does it make sense that all the previous generations and the generations to come will be gathered again? Some used to say, is it possible that these mountains will be like dirt? And some used to say, see how it is possible that sun and moon will vanish? The setup of this world is for years and years, and how will it come to an end? Some used to comment on Prophet ﷺ that he was a sound man, and what happened to him all of a sudden? He gives unbelievable news. He gives news of Jannah and Jahannam and such things which we never heard before. People even came to Prophet ﷺ's uncle and were feeling sorry that some genie has overcome his nephew. They even called doctors so they could cure him ﷺ. Whenever you will talk about Allah, then people will talk about you the same way too. About that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Hum fihi mukhtalifun." As their own say, do not match. Did you understand the first meaning? It was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's invite to Islam and Qiyamah. Now let's take the second meaning. It is in regards to end of the world, they do not agree at one point. There were different people in those days. Like first of all, there were Christians who used to call themselves Muslims of that time. Their faith was that after the death, there will be Jannah and Jahannam. Some Arabs were inclined towards their faith and used to say that there will be life after death, but that will be spiritual, not physical. Some people say nowadays too, that bodies get decayed, so it will be just spiritual life. A sect from Mushrikeen used to say, yes, there will be life after death, but there is doubt in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Jasiyah, ayah 32, إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظُنَّا. We do not think it, but as a conjecture, meaning not sure, doubtful about it. Another of their saying, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. There is no other life but our present life of this world. And never shall we be resurrected on the day of resurrection. This was مُخْتَلِفُونَ. Some people were atheists and they used to say in Surah Al-Jasiyah, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. There is nothing but our life of this world. We die and we live, and nothing destroys us except ad-dahr, the time. Everybody had their own opinions, And remember, where there is no sound knowledge, then this is how everybody forms their own opinions. Since they were the followers of what they heard, so golden words are more well known than Quranic ayahs. Even nowadays, in our countries, Qiyamah is for the name only. We do say, yes, it will come. But our attitudes, our deeds tell a different story. If someone has a staunch belief of Qiyamah, then will he cheat in giving other person his rights? Will anyone mistreat poor? Will anyone snatch people's property by force? Will someone sell fake things in the name of original? The things Muslims of today are showing through their deeds, Kuffar-e Makkah were saying as they were more vocal. Uneducated people say whatever they think without giving a second thought. Nowadays, people are educated and civilized, sensible and smart. So they show such things through their actions. We plan for a year to come, and yet we are not even sure of a single second of our lives. When a child is born, his first 25 years are spent on what? On building his career, which includes his education and his profession. In 25 years, we didn't even give him the thought of his second career. Do not go way back. Just see 200 years back. What the mothers of our forefathers used to do. They used to teach the kids their actual career right after their birth. Career building. That son, when you die, what will happen? What you have to do as a Muslim? How you have to be a soldier of deen? After giving this thinking, by 15 years of age, they were sent out to learn the practical side of life. As a result, kids used to be very active by 18 years of age. You can take Khalid bin Walid's example. He conquered Sindh at 18 years of his age. What our kids do at this age? We will not even trust them with doing grocery. This is the very reason for us women to learn Quran. So after their birth, we can give them their first basic need, which is required after them being a Muslim. Then kids will be coolness of our eyes. When our kids cause us heartaches, that is the punishment of our sins, that we fail to give them purpose of their lives. When these ayahs were revealed, we visualized the circumstances of those days. Same way, there were some people, neither they were atheists, as they believed in Allah, nor they denied the second life. They had no doubt in it. They believed that Allah has created them and they will be subjected to another life, but they also believed that there will be no judgment. They believed, since we got everything here, so we will get everything there too. We read the story about that belief in Surah Al-Kahf. The story of two gardens. وَلَا إِرُدِتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. And if indeed I am brought back to my Lord on the day of resurrection, I surely shall find better than this when I return to Him. The chiefs of tribes like Abu Jahl used to say the same, as he used to show off his wealth and he used to say, we got so much and don't you think I will get the same later? Note their last saying too. In Surah Yasin, Ayah 78, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one of their say, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ الرَّمِيمِ. Who will give life to these bones after they are rotten and have become dust? A man came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and brought an old rotten bone from graveyard and said, tell me, who will make this rotten bone alive? So upon that it was said, قُلْ يُحْيِهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he will give life to them who created them for the first time. And he is the all-knower of every creation. We can say that they were making wild guesses in regards to Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no problem. If this is your attitude, then kalla sayalamun, thumma kalla sayalamun. Soon they will come to know. Kalla, nay, absolutely not. Whatever they are saying is not true at all. It is such a truth that there is no space for argument, no need to ask any question, nothing to deny. As a matter of fact, when that time will come, then they will know how Allah did it. Now, this was just to touch the topic. In the next coming ayahs, we will see the signs in the world. By that, it was told that when Allah can show so many signs in 24 hours, then imagine after this world how many He can show more. Right after saying all of this, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us ponder over the signs of the universe. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do you never think, nor imagine yourself as a kid while listening the next ayahs, to whom these questions are being asked? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا? Have we not made the earth as a bed? وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا? And the mountains as pegs. Autada is watadun's plural. Waw ta dal is its root, meaning pegs. Mountains were made pegs for the earth, so earth remains still and does not move. You walk over it as a plain surface, although it is oval. Mihada, floor. It is plain because of the pegs of the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected it from moving. And if there were no mountains, then the earth would not be stable at all. And وَخَلَقُنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا And we have created you in pairs, male and female, tall and short, good and bad, etc. Mean gender. Then different kinds. Azwajan, different colors, different faces, some pretty, some ugly. Meaning in Azwaj, similar and opposite, both meanings come. The one who created such variety, then it is difficult for him to fix the world again. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا And we have made your sleep as a thing for rest. Subatan is qata, to cut off. It is the same subat in the story of Ashabu Sabt. Sabt is Saturday. Why? They used to say it's holiday. And on holiday, rest of the things are discontinued. So subat means to cut off. And at night, even animals' movements are cut off. People sleep in peace. One of the reason using word subat is everyone settles down peacefully. Other meaning is that night cut off your deeds. Meaning the series of your deeds stop temporarily. And when action stops, then it is resting position. The way your actions stop, so we made the night a curtain. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا And we have made the night as a covering through its darkness. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا And we have made the day for livelihood. Meaning upon waking up the next day, you start earning your livelihood. Your daily chores start. Darkness of the night hides everything behind it, the way clothes hide a person's body. That is why it is referred to libasa. And the next day, the cycle starts again. So is it not a sign? Think, what is sleep? Sister of the death. When we sleep unconscious on the bed, if nobody hasn't seen anyone sleeping, then what will he say? He's dead, right? A person can't even defend himself if someone is trying to hurt him. He will not wake up until he feels the pain. So now imagine, we were busy with our worldly affairs and knife of the death came to cut our throats. The way clothes hide us, we will be put in our graves. The way we are awakened for, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا Is it impossible to wake up from our graves? This is the sign of Qiyamah. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to ponder over signs of the universe is, the way night emerges from day and day emerges from the night, so why it is impossible to be alive from dead? The only difference is that in this world, individuals wake up, but at the day of judgment, it will be a collective waking up. Now, did you understand? But it will be only one blast at the day of judgment. Everyone will wake up at the same time and everyone's judgment will be carried out at the same time. Now we were given another example to ponder upon. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا And we have built above you seven strong heavens. سَبْعًا, seven. شِدَادًا, strong. Meaning, made strong skies in the real sense. The first thing we found out that there are seven skies. Ideology of seven heavens. Very true. Then sky is very strong. It looks like steam. When we sit in the plane and see it, it doesn't look like a solid thing, right? So what our understanding of a strong thing is that if it is iron, then it is strong. Anything made out of steel will be strong. That is how we think, right? And if something is made out of plastic, we consider it to be not durable at all. That's how we relate things to their durability or strength. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sky is very delicate, mixture of some gases, but it is absolutely strong. Can you give any proof of that? See the seven layers between sun and us. The seven curtains of the sky, you can say one big sheet is spread. Just giving you an example, although it is not at all like this. For example, there is nitrogen gas and it has such a big layer. In hadith, it is said that from one sky to another, almost in between distance of 500 years. And after it, the second layer, for example, it is of ozone. Then distance in between these two of 500 years. Then what happens when sunlight comes from up? It penetrates in the gases of the upper sky the way a sieve is. It becomes a little lighter. Then after 500 years from the second, the same way it passes from all seven. After passing through all, when it reaches to the worldly sky, its intensity remains what is needed for us. If all the layers are removed, think of a tent. It is very sunny and hot. If it is made out of a thin sheet, we will still feel hot. If it is made out of a thicker material, then it will be little less hot. And if we are under a roof made out of a concrete, then it will be cooler. And on top of it, if we put AC, then it will be very cool. So this is Sab'an Shidada. Protect us from the intensity of the weather. When it is strong, only then it blocks the hot sun rays. If it was very soft and delicate, then it would have melted itself from the extreme heat of sun. You can say sky is a sunroof for your own understanding. This was a scientific thing, but my question was a different one. My question was, the reason for the sky to be that strong? Proof. See, we read in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبُ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ Who has created the seven heavens, one above another? You can see no fault in the creation of the Most Gracious. Then look again. Can you see any rifts? Then look again and yet again. Your sight will return to you in a state of humiliation and worn out. What we find out from Quran and Hadith is that sky has doors in it, entrances in it. They keep on opening and closing all the time. Our deeds go up in the sky. People who die and they are righteous, their spirits go up. Then angels descend from the sky, right? Revelation used to come down. Rizq is sent down. Rain comes down. So much time has passed, according to a guess, 35 billion years have passed. Who has seen it? But just a guess. Since the world has been created, and from that time, there are inconstant use, open, shut, open, shut. Neither their handles got loose nor their hinges. How many years our worldly roofs stay intact? See the amount of our weight this earth is bearing. Humans, animals, so much water. It is hard to comprehend. It does not fit in our intellect. Then huge mountains with unimaginable weight in them. If we send some weight to Pakistan, it costs us so much, as shipping companies charge by weight. This earth has so much weight, but the amount of weight sky is carrying is unbelievable. By thinking this, I am thinking of an example of the first revelation. That either during the first revelation or the duration before the second, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam saw Angel Jibrail. He thought Angel Jibrail was on the whole sky. He has 600 feathers. So who is on the skies? Angels, Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Jannah is also on the sky. Believe it, sky is very strong. If something is strong and is not in use, yes, it might stay strong. But skies are in constant use. Our buildings are demolished after certain years as they become old and unstable. Or it will fall itself. Sky is how many years old? So delicate and still sab'an shidada. And we have built above you seven strong heavens. Just think about it. The Majesty who made it, can't he make holes in it? إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَتَرَتْ. In another surah, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ. That is the topic we will be observing in the upcoming surahs. Then it was said, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. And we have made therein a shining lamp sun. جَعَلَ means خَلَقَ. Sirajan is sun, and wahaja, shining, illuminous. Then we can see the weight of the sun on sky too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best about the reality, but that's what it seems like. Now another thing was made, the adornment of the sky, and وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. And we have sent down from the rainy clouds abundant water. Meaning it is pointing towards the clouds, that they too are on the sky. Word مُعْصِرَات is used. What will be the root of it? عَيْن صَاد رَا from عَصْر. And asr means the extract. Asirat is juices, but mu'asirat are those clouds which are full of water. Mu'asirat in Arabic, the clouds which haven't rained yet. And they are very heavy. Thajaja is the running water in abundance. Think from where these clouds came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made water in them. Now note, as it will be the second proof for the upcoming Qiyamah. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. That we may produce there with corn and vegetation. We will stop here for this session and we will continue inshallah wa ta'ala from where we left off in our next session. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
عم يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا